We are often described as a tradition full of argument, conversation, discussion, back and forth. And in this week's Parsha today, we get a little bit of the reason of why that matters, why it's important that that's the kind of tradition we are. In this week's Parsha, we get the longest list of laws, rules, obligations, values than in any other Parsha throughout the year. The exact number is up for debate, and that's fitting that we're a religion of debate, but the number doesn't matter. There are two I want to focus on. The first is a famous law, particularly famous because it is very likely that no one here follows it. In fact, it's likely that all of us have actively broken it. The Torah this week tells us that we may not lend money to another Jew on interest or borrow money from a Jew on interest. And yet, we know this happens all the time. There's a reasonable chance we've all borrowed money or lent money and that there was a Jew somewhere in the process, at least ourselves. So how do we get from the Torah that says explicitly and absolutely no to today where it's common practice? And it seems that originally, in the agrarian society that was the Torah, what was the way of loaning money, the only time you loaned money was when someone couldn't grow their crops. In other words, it wasn't a loan of a business loan. It was a loan of poverty. It was a loan for someone who couldn't make it in the world and needed a little money to get by. It was a charity loan. And in fact, we have the Free Loan Society. We have this in the Jewish world as a way of helping people out. It's common. Microloans now are a big thing throughout the world in trying to help small, impoverished towns. And that's the kind of loan that the Bible is talking about. And eventually, what happens is money starts to matter. In an agrarian society, all that matters is food. It's a barter system. But as commerce, trade, and money starts to become some of the foundation, people start to be less interested in loaning a charity loan. In fact, when they would use their loan, they want it to make money. They want their money to make money. So what would happen is the people with the money would try everything possible not to loan to those who really need it. Because not only would their money wouldn't be making money, but in fact, if you make a loan at no interest, you're losing money. Because of inflation, your money is worth less tomorrow than it is today. So the rabbis recognized this economic reality and this economic necessity and realized that there was a section on low interest loans of people in need who could still participate in the system and still grow and therefore have a functioning economic system. The rabbis eventually, through conversation, through understanding of the text, through back and forth, changed the law. The second law is about a donkey. Donkeys were beasts of burden, means they carried huge things. Basically, you built a platform, strapped it to the donkey's back, and piled things on top. And if your donkey fell down, what you needed to do was take every package off and then put it back on. And there's a law that says, if you walk by someone and their donkey fell over, you're not allowed to keep walking. You have to stop and help them. Which at first sounds like a lovely, nice law. It's the kind of law we want to preach about. It's about loving your neighbor as yourself. But in reality, is an economic reality decision. Because what the donkey really needs is if you have two people, then one person stands on one side, the other person stands on the other. You pick up the stuff, then the donkey can get back, and in 3 minutes, you're back moving, and the system keeps flowing, and you're able to make your deadlines, you're able to make your deliveries, and things go much smoother. The rabbis were able to have a law that both meets our values of helping each other and creates an economic reality that is going to be viable. What we realize in both of these things is that Judaism is a conversation, is a dialogue, is a back and forth. What that means is that we are constantly in the conversation of making our laws equal our values equal our laws, of constantly developing what the next step is, constantly checking, using the legal means at our disposal to change, adjust, adapt the laws to meet the needs of the modern society so that we are still observing the same values that the law was meant in the first place. And what's even amazing, more amazing, is that each of us has a chance to be a part of the conversation. Everyone here can be a member of this back and forth, can be lend their voice to what the next step might be. And when you do, the reward for being part of this conversation is more meaning in your life, is a greater sense of community in our homes and in our synagogues, and when it really works, what we do is uncover more God in this world. So this Shabbat, I wish each of us a healthy, strong debate, a little more meaning, a lot more community, and if possible, a little more God. Shabbat Shalom.